We're doing brachot. We're up to the second wide line. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Metiraya Omer. En divrei Torah mekablin tuma. The words of Torah cannot be defiled. So it doesn't matter how defiled the person is. He may learn Torah. There was a student who was rushing through his learning with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. He was skipping Hashem's name every time he got up to it because he was defiled. So he figured, when I learn Torah, I got to do it this way or that way. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira said to him, he said, son, open your mouth, let your words shine forth. The words of Torah cannot be defiled. As the verse says, my words are like fire, says Hashem. Just as fire cannot be defiled, so too the words of Torah cannot be defiled. We said earlier that a person who is Tamei Keri may present the Mishnah, he may learn and teach Mishnah, but not Gemara. We have the following quote in the name of Rav. Halacha mitziat haMishnah v'lo mitziat haGemara, that Rav paskin that a person who's tamei keri may teach Mishnah, but he may not teach Gemara. V'lo mitziat haGemara kitanai. This is like a machlokas tanaim. It says one opinion says mitziat haMishnah v'lo mitziat haGemara divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds he may teach Mishnah but not Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel ma mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel zev zeh asur v'amri la zev zeh mutar. They have two different quotes in his name. Some say they're both prohibited, some say they're both mutter. Man, that's like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar that we saw earlier in the page, that Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar said that he may not teach anything. Where is Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar? You see it? Top, should be somewhere earlier in the page. That's like the opinion Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says Torah doesn't get defiled, you could learn and teach Torah, no problem. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar is five lines from where the lines get wide. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar Tamdosh Rabbi Akiva Mshum Rabbi Akiva Omer, he quotes Rabbi Akiva Lo Yikanes LaMidrash Kol Ikam. That's what we saw. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzhak Naogal Makani Tlat Sabe. The Am Yisrael has accepted to be Noeg like the following three elders and three kulos in Halacha. And Nohog Alma means that's the Halacha, that we've accepted the Halacha like these three. And this means this overrides other Halachic weights. The fact that Am Yisrael accepted these, give these the Halachic weight. Am Yisrael accepted the following three kulos, Kirbi Ilai Bereshit Agez, like Rabbi Eloi and Reshis Agez, that he holds that Reshis Agez is only applicable in Israel. The Torah says you have to take the first shearings of your sheep and give them to the Kohen. Rabbi Eloi says that's only in Israel. Rabbi Yoshia Bekilayim, we're lenient like Rabbi Yoshia that says in Kilayim that the only Kilayim in a grape orchard, what's that called? In a
vineyard.
Thank you. In a vineyard is when you plant at the same time wheat, barley, and grape kernel. When you plant them all together, you throw them all into the ground together, that's when you have kelaim there. And we're noeg, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Ptera, b'divrei Torah, that we say that words of Torah may be learned, irrespective of how pure or defiled a person is. And tomorrow we will expand on all of these mizrashim.